Father Pio carried wounds that never healed. They are called the stigmata, and he had 5 of them, on his hands, feet, and side. This is the story how Father Pio received them, but there's a lesson for our daily lives in this story, so stay tuned to find out. Welcome to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. This story is brought to us by Father Raffaele, who at the end of March 1966 started a series of conversations with our Padre Pio about how he received the stigmata, the wounds of our Lord. As we said, these are the wounds he received on his hands, feet, and side. Padre Pio's stigmata were first visible in September 1918, so this conversation with Father Raffaele took place almost 48 years later. During all this time, Padre Pio remained very modest about these wounds. A great mystery still arises about their origin. There are a number of saints, such as Francis of Assisi and Catherine of Siena, who also received the stigmata, but Padre Pio was the first priest to receive them. Father Raffaele questioned Padre Pio on 2 occasions, in May 1966 and again in March 1967. He wanted to know more about the stigmata of Padre Pio and how he actually received them. From these conversations, we learned several new things, especially when they appeared and how similar they were to the wounds of our Lord Jesus Christ. The wound on the side which Padre Pio received was between the ribs and quite deep. It first opened in August 1918. Padre Pio was then only 31 years old. What he received at that moment is called the transverberation, also known as the mystical wound of love. You can find out more about this in the writings of St. John of the Cross or Teresa of Avila. They describe this as a seraphic being appearing with a sword or a spear that pierces the soul of the person in question. And sometimes there's a bodily injury accompanied by intense agony. St. John on the Cross writes that it will happen that while the soul is inflamed with the love of God, it will feel that a seraph is assailing it by means of an arrow or a dart, which is all afire with love. Ever since, the wound on Padre Pio's side never closed. Father Raffaele tells us that Padre Pio had to change all his clothes often because they were soaked in blood that came out of that wound. Throughout his life, it never stopped bleeding. This alone is a sacrifice. Imagine all that work around regularly washing those blood-stained clothes. And Padre Pio would wash them by himself, by hand. In 1918, on the 20th of September, between 9 and 10 in the morning, our saint Padre Pio was praying in the church. He was alone, and he was praying in the church choir, near the cross. A deep calm prevailed at the time. Then the cross seemed to transform into a large being. Maybe it was an angel or our Lord Jesus Christ himself. The figure radiated so much that flaming arrows came out of it, and he said that these arrows pierced his hands and feet. Those wounds were painful, and Padre Pio literally had to crawl to his cell, to his room. It took him days to recover. And why did these wounds actually happen? Well, Padre Pio often prayed and was in moments of ecstasy when he thought about the wounds of our Lord who suffered so much for us. In one ecstasy, he humbly asked our Lord if he too could suffer in his body exactly the way our Savior Jesus Christ suffered. His wish was granted, and he suffered like our Lord. So it was because of Padre Pio's desire to suffer with our Lord that God had granted him his wish, and he mystically became this alter Christus, another Christ. And witnesses say that a wonderful smell, a pleasant smell of flowers, often emanated from these mystical wounds. 50 years later, just before his death, the wounds had completely disappeared. They didn't even leave a scar. Of course, we probably do not have this high vocation to suffer in this way with our Lord. We probably could not bear it. However, St. Therese the Little Flower teaches us that to offer the least of sacrifices, the least of inconveniences, the least of those everyday annoyances are all occasions to practice high virtue and is most pleasing to our Lord. So this is something we can do and is a lesson we can take from this sublime lesson from Padre Pio. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.